Welcome back to episode 9 of the podcast. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Sarah.
And we're the travelling too.
But we're currently not travelling. We're in isolation.
We are stuck in Townsville at the moment. Currently isolating for 7 days. So we're on to day 4 now.
Mm-hmm. We tested positive on Tuesday, just as we were driving up to here. We've been having a great time, watching lots of Netflix, reading books,
eating food.
And that's about it.
Sitting on the balcony.
Hannah wasn't feeling too well for the first couple of days, which is why this episode is going to be a little bit late. But how are you feeling now?
Starting to feel a bit better. Still a bit achy and tired. But other than that, definitely on the mend.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
Very good. I'm fine. I've been fine.
You've been fine?
I said I was ill last week, but I got over COVID, I think, before you've even got tested positive.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so all's well.
So we're out of here on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're free to carry on exploring Australia.
Yeah, but before we tested positive, obviously we did quite a few things. Let's get into our rate and reviews then. So the first place that we went to after Bundaberg, we went to 1770 and Agnes Waters.
Mm-hmm. So they're two neighbouring towns, so Agnes Waters is a bit more of like a beach surfer vibe, and 1770 is a more resort,
marina. Holiday,
yeah, marina kind of place. When we were at Agnes Waters, the weather wasn't great. I think we just went and chilled on the beach for a little bit, but I think it rained. But in 1770, we had a really nice day.
Yeah, it was gorgeous blue sky.
Yeah, and we went to some lookouts, we went kayaking on the river. We just chilled on the bays.
Yeah, it was really, really nice in 1770.
Yeah.
So what was your rating for 1770 and Agnes Waters?
So, like, overall, I'd say it was, like, a 7.5 out of 10.
Okay.
I preferred 1770 to Agnes Waters, but if we had nice weather in Agnes Waters, it probably was really nice as well. Mm-hmm. But 1770 I did really like, and the kayaking was really fun.
Yeah. I gave Agnes Waters and 1770 an 8 out of 10. I really, really liked Agnes Waters, even though we had bad weather. I think it would have been lovely because it was just a tiny little town and there was a lot of surfer people, and it would have been really cute if the weather was nicer. And then 1770, obviously, it was gorgeous because of the weather, and I really, really enjoyed kayaking. That was really, really fun. Just out on the river for an hour. It was only $20 to hire
a tandem. Yeah.
Yeah, that was really fun. And also there was a rainforest that was really, really pretty. That it was called the Paperback Trail. And there were some stepping stones across, but we literally only spent 2 minutes there because
we got attacked by insects.
Yeah, and it was raining a bit. But the rain didn't really matter because it made the rainforest look prettier. But it was mainly the mosquitoes.
Yeah, we like started going across the stepping stones and just couldn't hack being bitten.
Got attacked. But yeah, so definitely go to 1770 and Agnes Waters when you're travelling the east coast of Australia. Definitely worth a stop, only a day or two though.
Yeah. So after that, we then drove up to Airlie Beach. We did like a couple of days of just pure driving.
Yeah, there's only like one or two stops on the way. There's Mackay and Cape Hillsborough. Cape Hillsborough is a really beautiful national park that you can go to. We only stayed there one night because, again, the weather wasn't great, but would really recommend. Like, it was beautiful regardless.
Yeah, and you can see the kangaroos on the beach at sunrise, and there's meant to be wallabies and stuff. We didn't manage to do that, but
if you have good weather, definitely go there.
If you have good weather, yeah, it's worth it. But the next main place, really, is Airlie Beach.
Yeah. And Airlie Beach is a town that everyone does the Whitsundays from. So the Whitsundays is, like, the most gorgeous place in Australia, I'm gonna say. But I mean, it wasn't gorgeous for us because we didn't have good weather, but it's supposed to be number one thing to do.
Is it?
I think so.
Now, you keep saying that, but I don't know if this is like a true fact or if this is just like your number one place in the whole of Australia.
No, I'm saying
it's the number one.
No, but as in Whitehaven Beach is the number one beach in Australia to visit.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. I wouldn't say it was the number one that we've seen. Like, it was nice, but I wouldn't say it was number one.
Yeah. But anyway, so Airlie Beach, very nice town. Different to Rainbow Beach, where you do the Fraser Island tour off. Much bigger, more of a holiday resort place. Lots of bars, lots of restaurants. A lot of backpackers.
Yeah, loads of backpackers. So we stayed at Nomads or Base hostel, and it was just full of UK people.
Yeah, everyone was just speaking British English. It was crazy. But yeah, so what would be your rating for Ellie Beach?
So I gave Ellie Beach a 6 out of 10. I think it was nice.
Mm-hmm.
Again, if we had better weather and like we could have gone in the lagoon, chilled on the beach, just like done more things that were there, then probably it would have been higher. But walking around, it was still nice. We went out on Friday night before we did our tour to Magnum's, which was fun.
It was a really nice, like, vibey bar.
We had Domino's, which was great.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they have, like, nice places there. And then
nice little shops as well.
Yeah, nice little shops. And, like, the night we came back and we went to Boaties, the bar by Nomads. Again, it was really nice. So, like, there are good things in Ellie Beach. It's just not massive and there's not loads, but, like, a day or two, like, it's nice.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, my rating for Ellie Beach was a 7 out of 10. It's a good place to stop.
Yeah.
Like, not amazing.
It's mainly to go to the Whitsundays, really. Yeah,
exactly. So we arrived in Ellie Beach on Friday. On Saturday, we went on a Whitsundays sailing tour. So we went on the New Horizons 2-day, 2-night tour. So basically, Sailing Adventures has 3 different tours that they operate, and you can choose your tour depending on what level of like social you want, what level of chill you want.
And depending how many nights you want to go as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So they have the Sikla one, which is a 2-day, 1-night tour. I think it's a bit more chill.
Yeah.
Then the New Horizon kind of in the middle, 2-day, 2-night.
More social.
They're more social.
Yeah, and then Atlantic Clipper is the crazy, like, wild party.
Yeah, meant to be a bit crazy, yeah.
And we met, like, a few people at the hostel that went on the Atlantic Clipper, and it just sounded like everyone was just hungover the entire time.
Just drinking 24/7, vomiting, and just hungover.
Yeah, so we're glad we didn't do that one.
Yeah, ours was kind of a more in-between.
Yeah, like, we had fun, but we still enjoyed Whitehaven and all the different places.
Yeah, exactly, so We
would recommend New Horizons. We got, like, the difference between New Horizons and Sikla as well is that we had an extra night, and also our boat had a slide.
Yeah, an inflatable slide, like, that they
paddle board
to it, and sat up paddle boards. So we left on Saturday afternoon, and we went swimming on Saturday. Like, you sailed out and you went swimming, and then Sunday is when we went to Whitehaven Beach.
The main places, yeah. Saturday was more of a social. And then
Sunday is, like, when we did, like, sort of all the main activities, and we went snorkeling in a reef, and then it was Monday morning that we went on the slide, and if it would have been less windy, we would have done stand-up paddleboarding as well, and then you come back on a Monday afternoon. So it's sort of that bit of extra that New Horizon gives you, rather than Sikla, which is more just Whitehaven snorkeling.
Yeah.
But they're fairly similar.
Yeah, and we could have only done with the one night, to be fair, because we felt very, very sick on our tour.
Yeah.
Because being on a boat when it's extremely windy is not fun.
Yeah, I think actually quite a lot of tours had been cancelled, or at least were going to be cancelled in the following week, but New Horizon was just, like, powering through. And, like, I heard that one of our journeys took double the amount of time because he was going against the current so much. But what was his name? Skipper?
Yeah, well, his name wasn't Skipper, but he was the skipper.
Oh, okay. Well, he was just, like, really committed to getting us there, and he wasn't cancelling any of his trips, so he was powering through in the wind and the rain.
Yeah, so what would be your rating for Whitsundays? Maybe, like, let's say the tour separately to the actual places.
Okay, so
Or average of the two.
So, like, my average I gave, like, a 7 out of 10, but I'd probably give, I don't know, because I really enjoyed the snorkeling and the slide and, like, that aspects of the trip, like, the tour.
Mm-hmm.
But then I didn't love the feeling seasick and, like, the food on the tour didn't think was great, and, like, other aspects of the tour I didn't love. So probably the tour average I'd give a 7. And then Whitehaven Beach and Hill Inlet, they were really cool to see, but again, because the weather wasn't great, they weren't as they're meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they weren't as pretty as they look on the pictures, and the blue sky wasn't as amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, probably that 7 as well. So overall, I'd just say a 7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about you?
I really don't know. Like, as in, I did really enjoy the tour, but again, just the Whitsundays wasn't what it was supposed to be, yeah. And that was really disappointing. I'm gonna say that Whitsundays is actually only a 6 out of 10. Like, it's a 10 out of 10 place, like, for sure, but the time that we were there, it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite grey, like, the view just wasn't the same at all. But the tour was really fun. I loved the tour. Like, I think I probably enjoyed it more than you just because you weren't feeling too well. Like, yeah. You had the beginnings of COVID.
Yeah, I probably did have the beginning of COVID as well.
But, yeah, I loved swimming and jumping off the platform. They had, like, a little... What is it called? Just a diving platform on the side of the boat.
So that was the only way to get into the water.
Yeah, so the first day, like, they would, like, not forcing everyone, but they were like, oh, you should do a backflip off. So, like, everyone had a try, or, like, at least tried. That was really fun. And then the snorkeling was amazing. Like, you have to wear stingray suits, like, the whole time that you're on the Whitsundays because it's stingray season. So that's from November to May. There's, like, loads of jellyfish and...
Stingrays.
Stingrays. And then, yeah, just the slide was really fun as well on the Monday morning. And the social was really fun as well, like, on Saturday night and Sunday night. Like, everyone was just chilling, socialising together. It was Sunday night and we, like, sat inside. They have, like, a tiny little area where you can sit inside where, like, it kept, whenever it rained, everyone would just huddle in and there was, like, no space. But, yeah, like, everyone was just, like, chatting, and then we like had a sing song. That was really, really fun. I loved the like social part of it as well, and everyone was lovely on the boat.
Yeah, they were really nice, huh?
Yeah, so I would give the tour maybe like a 8 out of 10, so like an average of 7 out of 10 for the two things,
for the whole thing, isn't it?
Yeah. On to our tips and tales of the week. I'll go first.
All right.
I didn't have a tip at all from this whole week. Like, at all. And to be fair, this isn't really much of a tip, but it's the only thing that I can think of from isolating for the past couple of days. So my tip is that you power through with things that don't need to be powered through with. We started watching a Netflix series called... what's it called?
Russian Doll.
And
Sam recommended
it. We've watched 3 episodes now, and I'm not enjoying it. What is the point in wasting our hours watching a Netflix series as in, like, if you enjoy it, then carry on, but...
I never said you had to watch it.
I just think you power through with things.
I'll watch it.
I'm also thinking of, like, different examples now of things that you power through. This is a good thing. Like, I should probably... embody this that you do, but when we're like researching things, you really power through and you're determined to find stuff for hours and hours on end, whereas sometimes I'm like, let's just take a break and we'll reconvene later. And
you'll just do something for like, I think I did this as a tip.
Probably
that you only do things like sometimes half-heartedly, like you'll start and then
I'll start something, and then
you just go on to like, oh, look at this.
No, if I've started something and I think I've spent enough time looking and I haven't found an answer yet, I'll stop because I'm like, well, if I keep looking, it will frustrate me even more and I'll be in a bad mood. So I try and stop before I get to that point of annoyment.
Yeah, that's good.
Whereas you will power through for hours and hours on end.
But it doesn't
end.
Annoy me. That's probably the difference.
Well, then that's fine, then.
Is that maybe you stop because it annoys you, whereas if I'm, I don't know, if I'm, like, looking at something, like, I'd rather complete something than have something...
Unfinished,
yeah.
Whereas I'm happy to have things unfinished.
But you're also not, because you like to be productive and, like, do stuff. It's just that you change, like, sometimes you want it, and then sometimes you don't, and
I'm
you just have
consistent.
To, like, no, you're not. Okay, my tip with you, which you haven't actually done yet, but you do it quite a bit, is that you, well, it's kind of like what you said, actually, about, well, how I've just come back at you with, like, starting things and then giving up halfway, whereas I wouldn't do that, but it's not, even when you're reading... You'll read and then just give up mid-sentence and be like, I'm done with this.
It is true. If I'm tired and I've lost my motivation, I'll just stop.
Yeah, and I think that does actually link with what you were saying about the, like, researching or Netflix or anything. If you don't want to do it, you'll just do it.
I only did that once, though, with reading.
No, you did it more than once.
No.
Yeah, you did it a few times. when it was late at night.
Maybe.
Or even when we were laying on the beach once, you were like, you gave up, and I said, I'll take over then.
On to Tales of the Week.
So for Tales, we have some stories from the sailing trip. So the first tale is that whilst we were at Whitehaven Beach at Hill Inlet Lookout, we had this group of Colombian people on the trip, and one of the guys just got down on one knee and proposed to his now fiance.
It was really, really cute. Like, everyone was, we were all just at the lookout, and one of the crew was like, everyone turn around, someone's got an announcement to make. And then we were all just looking out to sea.
Yeah, I thought there might be, like, something in the sky or
something
in the water.
Like, I was looking. I was actually looking for our sailboat, and I thought that they had sailed round and that they were going to appear, like, in the water.
Why?
I don't know. But, yeah, no, the guy just got down on one knee, said loads of things in Spanish. Like, the woman was so off guard. Like, she was so surprised. But, yeah, she said yes. It was a really sweet moment. Like, people got it on camera. Cute. Yeah, very, very sweet.
She had no idea. She was so surprised.
Yeah.
And his dad was so happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it was just her. And then I think it was his brother and his dad were there as well. Mm-hmm. And, like, the dad kept making loads of speeches. They had fully prepared for this engagement because they weren't supposed to be on the boat because the New Horizons tour is only for 18 to 35-year-olds, whereas they were, like, a lot older. But I'm pretty sure the crew let them on because, like, the guy was like, I'm going to make an announcement. I'm going to propose, so please let me on the boat. Cause
I didn't know this.
I'm sure that's the reason why they were let on. Like, and then, like, on that night, Sunday night, they were like, we've got a party. They had brought, like, gin and, like, loads of alcohol on to celebrate.
Yeah, really cute. Don't know when the wedding's going to be. Not sure we're going to get an invite.
I hope we get an invite. I'm joking.
So, second story from the boat is that we also had some visitors. Some late night visitors came to the boat. Some dolphins came. Sarah thinks we had some sharks.
It was definitely sharks. There was about two or three in the water. I think the first one was a dolphin. But then after that, everyone was debating about the fins. Because some of the, like, dolphins/sharks had fins that went out of the water. And some of the whatever they were, had fins, like, flat. So we thought that the ones that had flat fins were sharks. Did you get me?
No. Because I only saw fins, and I'm sure I only saw one dolphin going back and forth from either side of the boat, and that was the whole thing where we were running from one side to the other.
No, I'm sure it was a shark.
Okay, maybe anyway. We saw sharks, but there was definitely dolphins. So that was
really cool. Yeah.
We also saw turtles on the boat when we were getting, like, the speedboat from
the main boat to Whitehaven
Beach. Yeah. We saw little turtles popping up. Did we see any other wildlife?
I don't think so, no. Like a
stingrays?
Lizard, stingrays, actually.
Oh, yeah, giant iguana, yeah. Just sunbathing. Yeah, actually quite a bit of wildlife.
Mm-hmm. And then our last tale is our COVID palaver.
There was a big palaver.
Yeah. So as we've said, Hannah wasn't feeling too well. Well, I wasn't feeling too well last week.
Yeah, the end of last week. Yeah.
But I pretty much took some paracetamol within a day, was feeling a bit better. Like, a little bit, like, just tired and not feeling 100%. I genuinely thought, like, oh,
I didn't really think too much of it.
Just under the weather. Like, it's very hot here and we're sleeping in a camper van. Like, it's surely you're going to get run down eventually.
Yeah.
But then we went on the tour.
Yeah, and on the tour, we were both, like, kind of seasick and not feeling too great whenever we were sailing, when we napped quite a bit. But, like, we kind of thought it was seasickness. We took seasick tablets and, like, I felt pretty run down. But Sunday evening, I definitely had quite a bad headache. And by the time we got back Monday, I was not feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tuesday morning when we woke up, I had had a pretty bad night's sleep. And
you were coughing a bit as well.
Yeah, and was coughing a bit and didn't feel great Tuesday. And then it was Tuesday that on the way to Townsville, we stopped for our PCR. And from that, we both tested positive.
Yeah, so
and it was just, we had a bit of a faff on Tuesday and Wednesday trying to sort out,
like, the hotel. And
so much stress. Moving the van and everything.
Like, what were we going to do about our flight? So, we haven't announced it yet, but we might as well announce it now. So our next destination is... Bali!
Woo! So we're meant to be flying. Well, we were due to fly to Bali next Thursday.
Yeah, the 5th of May.
Which is the day after we come out of isolation. So it's all a bit rushed and cramped and a bit of a rubbish ending to Australia. So we've decided to push everything back by just a week, pretend this week doesn't exist, and delay everything and then enjoy the rest of Australia and fly out a week later.
Mm-hmm.
So we're still in the process of, like, we've pretty much sorted most of it now.
Yeah. Yeah, this COVID thing actually has worked out fine. Like, it really doesn't matter. It's just a week, like, that we don't have now.
Yeah. It's a bit annoying, but it's not terrible. And it's just a bit of time to just chill in the middle of our travelling madness.
Watch lots of Netflix, sleep a lot. We actually had 10 hours sleep today.
Yeah.
Which is just crazy.
So we're so well rested. Maybe too well rested.
But yeah, so that's our COVID drama. Felt very dramatic.
It felt super stressful for the like days that it was happening, but also we were probably a bit ill, and like everything feels worse when you're ill.
Yeah, exactly. On to our lessons learnt of the week. There's a lot of COVID lessons in this, but before we get to that, our first lesson that we learnt was when we were in Airy Beach. Well, actually, we learnt this before Airy Beach, because when we were on the Fraser Island tour, the people that we met, Lois and Nathan, suggested that we go to Domino's, because apparently Domino's is so, so cheap here in Australia.
Yeah, and better than in the UK.
So on Friday night, we went to the Domino's in Airy Beach, and a large pizza, which actually is only a medium pizza in, like, UK size,
yeah,
was only $8, which is £4 or £5 in the UK, which is just crazy. And then we also got garlic bread. The garlic bread was amazing.
And, like, £2.
Yeah, so good.
Like, the whole meal was, like, £3 each, and so, so nice.
Mm-hmm. So, if you're in Australia, definitely take advantage, go to Domino's. But the thing is, some people on our tour on Whitsundays were like, oh, we've heard Domino's here is rubbish.
I thought Domino's was really nice. And, like, it wasn't... I don't know, the actual, like, dough, the pizza was just, it tasted really good.
Mm.
The sauce was really nice.
It wasn't, like, greasy at all.
It wasn't greasy.
UK Domino's makes you feel really...
No, it wasn't like that. And the garlic bread was, like, buttery and, like, all in all, I'd rate it.
Yeah, definitely. Go to Domino's.
So our second lesson of the week is from the sailing trip now. Something we definitely should have thought of before going is to take seasickness tablets with you. So we felt really rough on the boat, and we were just pestering so many people for their seasickness tablets because everyone else was prepared and had, but we didn't.
Like, everyone was prepared. We were the worst out of everyone, I'd say. Like, we were the ones that, like, went straight to the back of the boat straight away and sat on the green benches and, like, looked at the horizon the whole time.
Yeah, everyone else had, like, so many tips to give us of, like, how to not try and not feel seasick, to, like, manage your, like, rebalance yourself and lay horizontal, go to sleep and whatever.
Yeah, like, the British boys who, like, also struggle with seasickness a lot were like, right, we're going to bed. Like, because the crew would tell us every time we were going to move to a different location. They'd be like, right, guys, get ready, strap in, we're going on a bumpy ride now. Yeah. It's going to be, like, 2 hours. So then everyone, like...
knew to take their tablets.
Take their tablets, go downstairs, go have a nap straight away, fall asleep before you start feeling rocky. Whereas we hadn't got that down the first day.
No, and felt so sick as soon as we set off.
But then the second day, we did a lot better.
Yeah.
Like, we were prepared. And then by the last day, we...
had COVID.
So it didn't matter regardless. But yeah, definitely buy yourself some seasickness tablets if you're going on a boat tour. Because you never know.
They definitely help a lot.
Yeah. So our final lesson is our COVID lessons. So in the unfortunate event that you get COVID, like us, we now know what to do.
One of the unlucky ones.
We now know what to do if you're stuck abroad and you get COVID. So the first thing that we found out was that you can get free PCRs in Australia. Like, you can get that in the UK. And we thought, oh, maybe we might, maybe we won't.
But I didn't think that you would be able to, because they didn't have, like, free healthcare here.
No, like, you have to pay for any appointment. Like, we've had in the past, we were looking for malaria tablets for going to Bali.
And the doctor's appointments are really expensive. If you have a doctor appointment, double check how long you're allowed to be in a doctor's appointment for, because I didn't realise that I went over my 15 minutes with a lovely doctor.
Yeah, you were having a lovely time chatting to him.
And then got charged, like, double the price, because it went over the allocated time. So make sure you check how long you're meant to have an appointment for, to know how much you're going to be charged.
But yeah.
But anyway, regardless of that, that was a separate lesson.
Yeah, you can get free PCRs, so just check for locations and you can just go if you like satisfy the four requirements. And then there's also a number to call for any backpackers, anyone who doesn't have a permanent address, and
they'll help you out with where you're meant to go, what you're meant to do, just give you some advice.
Yeah, so like
the 24/7 number.
Yeah. We had booked this hotel for 2 nights, and then all we had to do was extend.
Yeah.
Like, we were a bit worried, like, the hotel wouldn't allow us to quarantine, but, like, once you've got COVID, you can't really do anything about
it. Yeah, and they've actually been really nice, you know, delivering us up out shopping, bringing us up toilet paper and whatever we might need. Like, they've been good.
Yeah, they've been really good. And also, like, we got a hotel that's, like, apartments rather than just rooms. So we've got a kitchen, we've got a balcony, which has been lovely, and we get it all back on insurance, which is amazing.
Perfect.
Yeah, make sure you have good travel insurance.
Yeah, so yours has been really good.
Yeah, I'm going to 100% recommend that mine now. True Traveller, like, they have been amazing. Like, I called them up, what was it, the first day?
Wednesday.
I called them up and I just said, like, this is our situation. Already received our money back for the hotel.
Yeah.
Like, complete full reimbursement. Like, they haven't given us money for food.
Or the van.
But, like, food you'd have to buy regardless of whether you had COVID or not. And the van, I still think they should have given back, because, like, we had to extend because we can't give it back in time.
But they've been really quick and
lovely.
Very good about it. And,
yeah.
And really helpful. Mine, I'm hoping I'm going to get some money back as well. They're just taking a bit longer to finalise things, I think.
Yeah. But yeah, make sure you have good travel insurance.
Yeah, for that COVID. Covers COVID as well.
Yeah. On to our highs and our lows.
Lovely. So what was your high of the week?
My high of the week was backflipping off the platform at the boat in the Whitsun days.
Mm-hmm.
It was just
the first backflip,
yeah. Because we had multiple attempts at doing backflips, like, the first day, like, we could go swimming and do it, and then, like, the final day as well. But I think this, the first day, like, the novelty of it was, like, oh, are we going to be able to do this? Are we not? It was really, really fun, just, like, everyone having a great time jumping off the boat. Yeah.
It was good. I didn't do it the first day. I was a bit scared.
A little bit scared. I was like, come on, Hannah, you can do it. Like, everyone was like, come on, come on. But there was, like, loads of people who like, were scared and couldn't do it.
Yeah. There was too many people watching, and it was too much pressure the first day.
It was
day.
A lot of pressure.
And I had, like, we had just stopped from sailing, and I had felt so sick, and I was like, I don't want to flip as well and, like, definitely vomit. So I was like, nah, we'll save this for a bit. And I did try a backflip before we left the boat, but yeah, not the first day.
Hmm.
But your first one was the best, and then from there, then you bashed yourself quite a bit onto the water.
My legs are full
black
of bruises,
blue.
Black and blue. Like, I literally did one good one. And then
kept whacking your face into the water.
Like, so much pain, but
it was fun.
It was fun. No pain, no gain. But I also did love singing on the boat when we had the social and everyone was just, like, singing their heart out. You went to bed early because you weren't feeling very well, but, like, everyone was just singing such bangers from the UK. There was a lot of British people on the boat, so, like, everyone was putting, like, Mr. Brightside, like, Unwritten, like, all the classics.
There were some good songs.
Yeah, really fun. What was your high?
So my high is quite different from your high. My high is at the end of the trip.
Just shows them, like, different levels.
I felt rough on the trip. My high is when we made it back to Airlie Beach, and Monday afternoon we just chilled in the van. I think we just read a bit. I don't even know what we did.
We literally just sat in the van for, like, hours.
We didn't watch anything, did we? I think we just, like...
We just read
and chilled and did nothing. But I just knew that I was back on land. I wasn't rocking anymore. I think I felt pretty rough at this point. So I was just happy to just lay and chill and be read to.
That was your
much
high.
More zen.
What was your low?
So I think my low of the week has to be Tuesday, which was when probably felt the worst, and it was just the pure stress of then feeling like we were going to be positive, and the fact that we had to sort out so many things and delay the flights, and it was just the timing of everything. Everything felt very stressful.
I agree.
And all a bit overwhelming and just like couldn't cope.
Yeah, like I said, Tuesday night, this is also my low, like Tuesday night we got to the hotel and it's
we just broke.
burst into tears on the phone to my mum. I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, what if we are positive? We have to quarantine here. Like, what are we gonna do?
Yeah.
It was just so, so stressful. But like, everything passes. Everything is fine in the end.
Like, always seems terrible in the moment, but like, it is what it is. Things work out.
Yeah, in the end. And we could have, like, just not tested and, like, not known that we had COVID. But, like, I'm really glad that we did, because if we had our PCR next week before our flight and we tested positive, it would have been even more stressful to try and sort it 2 days before the flight rather than a week before.
Yeah, exactly. And, like, even this hotel, it just, like, gives us time to chill for a bit, get better, and then get back on the road.
Yeah, and like plan our onward journey. Like in Bali we have to book all of our accommodation whilst we're there because of COVID. You okay?
Yeah.
Still feeling the effects of COVID.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's all worked out in the end.
Yeah, it has. And like, oh yeah, like you say, this will give us some time to plan, and we've got some forms to fill in, so we can get all of that done now before we can like then go, just go and enjoy the last couple of weeks in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
On to our interesting facts of the week.
So we've learned lots of interesting facts, mainly from the Whitsundays. But I did learn one thing about Agnes Waters. So Agnes Waters is the most northerly surfing beach in Australia.
Yeah, so that's because
from this point forward, it's coral reef and you can't get any waves
on the reef. Oh, so you can't surf, but can you swim outside of stingray season past Agnes Waters?
I want to say yes.
Okay.
But I have no idea.
Okay.
But yeah, it's the last place that you can surf for definite.
Oh, nice. Well, we were going to surf there, but we didn't manage to.
But it's okay, because we're going to try again in Bali. We're going to keep trying. We're
going to try in Bali. Because yeah. One time surfing wasn't enough.
Yeah, another fact that I learned about the Whitsundays is actually there's 74 islands. So it's not just one
island. Yeah. I thought it was just one. I thought it was just Whitehaven Beach.
Yeah. The one thing that we didn't learn from the tour, though, was, like, where we were. I
really wanted to know where I was. Like, yeah. We must have been so far out and, like, gone around so many islands, because we were definitely, like, they kept saying we were being blocked by this island tonight and that island, and that was protecting us from the wind. But, like, I had no idea where we were sailing half the time.
Yeah, I didn't even know, like, what reef we were looking at when we were snorkeling.
Yeah, when we went snorkeling, they just dropped us off and they were like, okay, just drift back to the boat. But yeah. I didn't know where I was.
But, yeah, there's a lot of islands there, and it would have been nice to know the names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree. Yeah, I have a fact about the Whitsundays as well.
Mm-hmm.
The guy was telling us about how sacred the sand is at Whitehaven Beach. Like, it's a national treasure.
Mm-hmm. 98% silica.
Yeah, and you can clean your gold on it and, like, shine all your jewellery. And apparently, if you're caught at the airport with a canister of white sand, white powder, you're better off saying that it's cocaine than saying it's sand from Whitehaven Beach, because the fine's cheaper. Isn't that just a bit ridiculous? I'm not sure how much the fine is, but
don't carry any sand.
Don't carry sand from Whitehaven Beach. And he was like, make sure you get it all off your feet before you get back on the boat. Have you got any more facts?
Did you hear the story of why it's called Whitsundays, not White Sundays?
Yes. Yeah. I actually do remember this. It's meant to be called the Whit Mondays.
Yeah, but so the story goes that Captain James Cook was sailing through the islands, and it was the seventh Sunday after Easter, which is known as Whit Sunday, and that's why he called it Whit Sundays.
But there was the time change, which he didn't realise, and it was actually Monday by the time he got there, so it should have been called Whit Mondays.
Should have been called Whit Mondays.
Yeah.
That is all of our facts.
Lovely stuff. So
on to our upcoming plans.
Yeah. Our upcoming plans now is to do nothing.
Until Wednesday.
To sit tight until Wednesday. No, we do have some isolation plans.
Yeah, we have to. We've already changed our flights. All we have to do is, like, plan what we want to do in Cairns, because we're going to be going from Townsville. We're going to do a day on Magnetic Island, which every day we wake up and every day that we've been in isolation, it has been a lovely blue sky.
It's gorgeous out still.
And we open up the curtains and say, what a beautiful day to go to Magnetic Island.
And it better be the same when we wake up next Wednesday morning, because if it's raining, I will be so pissed off.
But yeah, the plan is to go to Magnetic Island.
Yeah.
And then after that, we're going to go to Mission Beach.
Maybe, fingers crossed, skydiving Mission Beach.
Yeah.
I'd love to have a beach landing skydiver.
So many people on the boat on the Whitsundays tour were showing us their skydives. Like, the guys were like, oh, this was the best day of our life.
Yeah, they loved it.
So yeah, we really want to do a skydive. And then after that, go to Cairns, Daintree Forest, Port Douglas.
Cape Tribulation.
All where the crocodiles are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we'll have a few days in Cairns. Hopefully go snorkeling in the Great Barrier Reef. I'd love to bungee jump. And then...
on to Bali.
Yeah, after that, fly to Bali.
So if you want to stay up to date with all that we're doing, next episode is probably going to be COVID isolation tapes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But follow us on our Spotify to keep up to date.
And leave us a 5-star review if you like.
Yeah, we always appreciate those reviews. And
you can follow us on Instagram at the Travelling Tube Podcast. And feel free to send us an email at thetravellingtubepod@gmail.com.
Yeah, please send us any suggestions. We would love to have, actually, suggestions of what to do in isolation.
Yeah.
Because we're slowly running out of Netflix series and just ideas films, how to entertain ourselves.
Yeah, any books.
Yeah.
Whatever you fancy.
Mm-hmm. So, thank you for listening.
And we'll be in your ears again next week.
Bye. Bye.